2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. If you're out running errands today, and a lot of people go out on the weekends, look for furniture, look to redo their spaces, a lot of remodeling happening, get down to Osmond Designs, you guys, because you will be stunned by the beautiful nature of her furniture and all the design work she does. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay? So good to see you.
It's so good to be with you.
Now, good morning, Utah.
I know.
This is such a great day.
We need to talk about mortgages this episode because I think we're in a weird situation where, like, people are really skittish to buy right now. So people are still selling, but the selling is slowing because they're worried about buying again after they sell.
Absolutely. No question about it, Lindsay. You know, on this show, we have the opportunity to interview the best of the best in Utah and what's going on and stay updated. So it's so great that you're joining us today. We have one of my friends, I just met you on the phone just a few days ago, and I've heard so many great things about you, Jacinda.
Well, thank you.
You are the primary owner of Ultimate Home Lending. It's a residential home mortgage loan company. That's a mouthful. And you do a lot. Give us a little intro to you, Jacinda.
Well, I've been doing loans for 18 years now, and I'm committed to being a broker. So the difference between me and going into the bank is that a bank has to staff someone to sit at the desk, and they have to pay them money, and they have to pay for their brick and mortar, and it's just a lot of money. So as a broker, I'm able to be lean and mean on my closing costs, and I'm wholesale. So I'm like Costco, where we get the wholesale rates and wholesale closing costs. So we have lower rates, lower closing costs than you can get other places, but not to mention the expertise, and we care about it. We're not just paid hourly sitting behind a desk. Like, we care about you. We care about making sure it gets done.
How did you start that? Like, how do you get into just lending people money? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people want to get into this business. It's a very big kind of moat to get into it. My sister actually processed and was a loan officer, and she trained me. She's been doing it for almost 30 years. And it's just been the best thing I've ever done, because I actually get to speak to and work with just the most incredible people. And I get them to get into a home. It's like, there's so many people that don't think that home ownership is even possible for them. And to be able to walk them through and take them through that journey and get them to the keys of their house, it is a beautiful process. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, you know, I've had many people just crying, like, I never thought I'd be able to be here.
You know
what I mean? So it's a very rewarding job.
I think it's the American dream that all of us want to own a home. And it is a journey to get there. And we've talked a lot about just home affordability in Utah and how to make that happen for a lot of home buyers that are trying to get into their first home. And then, of course, you know, just downsizing or upsizing and in every avenue of your life, we all, you know, have different needs, and our needs change over the years. And so I think getting loans is so, so important, getting pre-qualified. How does that work with you guys?
Well, we make it pretty easy. I mean, we've got a great online system for them to do an application, but I actually prefer to do my applications over the phone, because you really get to know the person's situation and what they're facing and can see whatever obstacles when you're actually interviewing them. But just giving us a call, we can get you pre-qualified. It's not as scary as you think. And we are very understanding. We've seen everything. Trust me. I mean, some people are like, I feel like I'm naked. And I'm like, I know, but you're fine. You know what I mean?
You're like a doctor. Okay. We're going to fix all the problems.
Exactly.
Let me tell you all my financial mishaps.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. It can be hard, but I promise it's not as painful as you think it is. And we're actually your advocate here. We're here to help you. Because, you know, not everyone got to have someone sit down and say, okay, this is how you plan out your financial future. And so sometimes we just have to find our own way, and we've made mistakes, but we've learned from them. You know what I mean? So we can still recover from that, and we can get you down the road that you need to be able to own a home.
I think that finding a lender and getting pre-qualified really is the first step before you even start looking at homes.
Absolutely.
You can look at a lot of homes that you can't afford, and that's very, very fun. But, you know, nuts and bolts is you need to know how much you can afford. And then knowing that maybe you don't need to spend as much as you can qualify for. So knowing what you're comfortable with, knowing approximately what your mortgage payment is going to be, is huge. No one wants to be house poor. It's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But we go over that, you know, what's going to feel affordable and what's going to feel tight, but then they can just decide, you know, what they're okay with on their payment. But, you know, speaking of, you know, I've spoke to a lot of people lately, and they're like, I'm going to wait till rates come down before they buy. And that's kind of been the biggest, basically belief that I'm seeing people have, which I don't blame them for thinking that. But my clients, I'm advising them and letting them know of the actual market, because a lot of people, their most recent memory is 2008. And they're thinking, hey, I remember what that was like. There was tons of houses for sale. Everything was like a fire sale for us. And, you know, that's not going to be the same thing. So we're heading into recession. That's where people are like, I'm just going to wait till rates come down, prices come down, and I'm going to act then. But unfortunately, we don't have the same situation as we did in 2008. So people buy homes when they're around 30 years old. So we call them housing formations. They get married, they want to have kids, they're trying to buy a home. And what happened in 2008 was that we had a true housing bubble, and the fact that 30 years prior, the birth rate was decreased dramatically. I mean, it was a huge decline in the birth rate. You had Roe versus Wade kind of come out a few years before that. You had, there was several other factors that went on, but there was a huge decline. So flash forward 30 years later, people are still buying homes, like making homes and kind of doing the industry the way it normally does. But that trajectory didn't match the birth rate. So all of a sudden the birth rate dropped off. The people to buy these homes didn't exist. And so we had all these homes being made and no one to buy them. It's sitting vacant. We have the opposite problem right now. So you flashback 33 years ago, there was an explosion in birth rate. I'm talking explosion. And so now we have so many people that need a home and there is not any inventory. You've got people who don't want to give up their 2.99 rate. And so they're not selling their home.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got, and we just did not keep up with the demand. We just flat out do not have enough homes. So the only reason why it's not like just insane right now is just because of the rates. So as soon as those rates come down, we're going to see again what happened in 2020, 2021, 2022 even, where it was just, you know, paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over appraised value just to get the home because there's just so many people that want the home. We're going to see that again. So I'm telling my clients, like, look, you know, you've heard this a million times, but you marry the house and you date the rate.
Mm.
You know, if it's much easier to get into the house you want right now without all the competition that's out there, and then we can just refinance you once the rates come down. And that's something that's temporary. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely a big fan of getting into the house now because this isn't the same thing. And also, if you look historically on recessions, house prices actually remain stable or increased. And the only exception was 2008 because of the housing crisis that we had in 2008. And if I was actually just looking at numbers yesterday, and even this year across the nation, it's been about, depending on which index you're using, there's been between 3 and 10% appreciation even this year in house prices. So people are thinking like the house prices are going to dip. I'm just going to tell you right now, the recession's not going to bring that. It's not going to be the 2008 experience. So please don't wait. I don't want to, like, for me, it's really hard. It's harder to try to get financing for people who are trying to pay $30,000 over appraised value. Mm. I'd rather see them get in their homes now.
You make a good case for, you know, just still going with that higher rate temporarily until you can refinance. My brain kind of goes to, okay, yeah, I can just do that. I think thinking about some of the conversations I've had with my husband around this, he's more like, yeah, we're never leaving this house because we can't get this rate anywhere else. So
no, and
it's hard when it comes to the pocketbook, right? You see that every month, you see that payment every month and how your mortgage rate is higher. It's hard to kind of justify that.
Well, and that's where a lot of people feel that. But if you realize that this is not a rate that you're going to have for 30 years, you just won't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It will come down. And one of the things that we're doing to try to help people get over that, you know, I feel like we're going to have a really good opportunity to refinance within 2 years. And I feel like one of the ways that we are helping people be okay with that payment is do a 2-1 buy down. It sounds really sexy, the 2-1 buy down. If it was really technically named, it'd be a subsidy program from the seller. You know, that doesn't sound as nice, but basically the seller will subsidize your payment for the first 2 years. So the first year, your rate is going to feel like it's 2% lower, because like if it's going to save you $600 a month to have a 2% lower rate, they take that $600 a month and they put it in an escrow account. And then the next year is going to feel like it's a 1% lower rate. So that's going to be $300 lower, for example, in this scenario. And then they take that $300 a month and put it in an escrow account. So the seller completely funds this payment subsidy program for you, so that you're not have to make those higher payments until you can refinance. And if you refinance within that first 2 years, whatever is left in your escrow account gets applied to your loan balance. So there's absolutely no reason not to do this. It's amazing, and it buys you the time to be able to refinance.
I love that. I've always said there are great deals that you can find in any market. And so you just need to team up with experienced real estate agents, team up with experienced mortgage officers like you and lenders, and the $30,000 or $50,000 that you're going to save, even though you're paying a higher interest rate, you know, you're really getting a great deal on the home if it's somewhere you want to be. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Arts here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs down in Lehi and in Orem. It's fantastic furniture and interior design store. I love, Heather, that you can just send people to my house to rearrange my existing furniture. Like, just tell me it's in the wrong place, because it clearly is.
No, I've been to your home, Lindsay. You know, recently Lindsay had her 40th birthday party. It was a blast. And she talks about her home a lot on this show. And it's nowhere near as she describes it. It's much, much better. It is a lot of fun, though. We do have an interior design program. And for $85, we can come in your home and help you make the best of your existing furniture, make some suggestions and recommendations on, you know, your goals, your future goals. Find out what you love about your home, what you don't love about your home, and hopefully help you create a home that you love to be in. Right now, we're working on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We are so excited. It started this past Thursday. It goes on today. Make sure you check that out. We have discount tickets at Osmond Designs and also at Central Bank, who also is a generous sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We are so proud to partner with them in this event. $3 off per ticket. So if you're buying multiple tickets, it really makes a lot of sense. You're saving a lot of money to stop into Osmond Designs. Plus, you get a free bag. You can put your magazine and your tickets in and a free lanyard. So you just have that for the next 2 weeks. And, you know, $17 for 2 weeks of fun is actually amazing. Super excited about that. So definitely check that out. And we're giving away 2 free tickets if you go into our Orem store or our Lehi store. We have two tickets for the first person that says that they heard this on the KSL Real Estate Show. The parade is supposed to be inspiring. It's supposed to make you excited to sell your home, to buy a new home, to build a home. Today we have my friend Jacinda. She is, Jacinda, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. You do it way better than I do, but you're kind of the mortgage guru here in Utah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Well, before I do that, I'm just going to put a plug in for the parade because we built our home 5 years ago, and that was an integral part in my design for my home. Being able
you
to go
in
into
the
these
parade?
Homes.
Oh, no, well, you just went look, to the
yeah,
parade.
Yeah, went to the parade. It was so cool. You see a lot of cool ideas on the designs and be like, okay, yes, I want to put that in my house. Oh, yes, I want to put that in my house. And I can kind of fill the space of this, you know, I want it about this big.
I tell Heather all the time, I get depressed going to the parade because I'm like, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. And she reminds me I should be inspired by it, not depressed by it. So
yes, there's something everyone can do, whether it's a pillow, a candle, yeah. you know, some art, a rug, maybe it's a sofa, you know, bedroom set. You don't have to do your yeah. entire home, but even, you know, landscape ideas, paint yeah. ideas, so many cool things. It's basically house or Pinterest on steroids. And, you know, you live in your home. You spend a lot of time there, and there's nothing worse than hating your home. Just, yeah. you know, start with the little projects. Make a goal over the next year or 5 years or whatever that may be, and just improve it to make it what you love. And in the Utah market, you will get your money out of it. It's incredible.
Well, I didn't know you did this $85, you know, consultation. That I might have to take you up on that one.
Right?
I love your stores. I have your beautiful, like I bought a beautiful mirror from your store that's sitting on my landing where my stairs, you know, do that little, goes down in two different directions yeah. and stuff. I've got this gorgeous mirror that takes up that whole wall
Aww.
From your store. It's
I love you, Jacinda. That's awesome.
But yeah, we at Ultimate, I mean, we're more than just a mortgage company. We really have a family, feel there, and we actually put our heads together and wanted to design something to really give back to the community and to our clients. And so we actually came up with this festival that we're doing right now going on today. It's at Highland Park, in Daybreak. It's in South Jordan, but it is amazing. I mean, we basically have 80 small business owners that are here, and they've set up their booths. There's just so many cool little things to come and see. You know, you got people who are selling minkies and quilts. There's a plant lady here. There's people that are doing ghost tours. There's a person that's actually hand painted all these like gift tags and stuff. They're really gorgeous.
Wow.
I mean, just so many fun little booths, but we wanted, our small business owners to be able to thrive in this, you know, recessionary environment right now. And we wanted to give more exposure to the community that they can see what's available to them and buy local.
So come on down. Tell us again where people should go.
It's at Highland Park in Daybreak. And if you come, like our Ultima Home Lending booth, we've got free popcorn, free snow cones, nachos, cotton candy. We're doing balloon animals. And also I'm kind of really excited that we're doing these caricature drawings. Like I love the caricature drawings
yeah.
when I'm in Europe, you know what I mean?
yeah.
So I'm like, I'm bringing this to our event,
yes.
you know, and these are all free for you. So as a thank you, we also have some food trucks here. It's a fun for anybody. The whole family would love this. So please come on down right now. If you mention KSL to me, I've got a little free gift for you.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And how late does it go tonight?
It's just from 10 to 1 p.m. So we stop at 1.
Perfect. Awesome. You know, I am a huge advocate for shopping local. I'm a local homeowner. I'm a local business owner. And I know how hard we work.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can keep our money local and support our local neighbors and friends in our community, like it's just a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. We wanted to just give back to the community, give back to our clients, give back, like having something fun to do in the summertime that you can take anybody to. I've had teenagers here that just had such a great time. They invited all their friends. It's perfect for anybody.
I love it. And you are the primary owner of Ultimate Home Lending, which is a local mortgage loan company. You will be at this event at Daybreak so you can talk to you about
yeah.
any questions that people have about rates, about, you know, Utah and what's going on, not only in the local real estate market, but also, you know, nationally. Utah just seems to always be thriving, which is
yeah.
incredible, which makes this show so fun to do because it's always good news. We just, you know, get to talk about not only residential, but commercial and everything that is positive in Utah. So many out-of-staters are coming to Utah, which I think is helping our real estate economy. And
yeah,
truthfully, people can make more money investing in real estate than they can sometimes working their day job.
Absolutely. If you want to be, basically your retirement plans either need to consist of real estate, owning companies, or know how to invest in the stock market. That's your residual incomes. Those are your passive income sources. So real estate is one of the big three pillars that you need to invest in to really have a stable financial future. And the sooner you can start on that, the better. There's a lot of great strategies that you can talk to us about. There's 60 loan officers here at our festival that are all experts that you can come out to any one of us and chat with us about this. But if you're interested in making this part of your pathway in your future for financial freedom, absolutely. Like, there's always opportunities in real estate.
That's amazing. We have Jacinda. She's the primary owner of Ultimate Home Lending on the show with us today. Thank you so much for being here. But stay tuned. We're coming right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Furniture, interior design. If you need her services, just, you guys, I can't even put it into words. I love your store so much. Get down there, refresh your home. If you're remodeling, hers is the place to go. Heather, we got to talk about some of these ADU units, right? Accessory dwelling units, right, is what we call them. We recently changed some laws here in Utah to make these kind of more accessible. People need these so-called mother-in-law apartments in their house. People are getting creative with how they do this. They're like putting doors in staircases that didn't exist before, right, just to create an ADU.
Absolutely. No, we need affordable housing, not only in Utah, but also across the entire country. It's the creative way of being able to get into a home. My oldest daughter recently purchased a home in Vineyard that also has an ADU, and she rents out this basement apartment, and then she's single, so she rents out two or three of the other rooms, and it pays her entire mortgage, and she makes money every single month.
While it sounds so easy, Heather. It sounds so easy, but there's, I don't know. I haven't found a way in yet.
While her equity begins to climb, right? So I think she has a couple hundred thousand dollars from even purchasing it just a few years ago. And it's just incredible. I'm so proud of her. And it's really something that all of us can do. I think we need to provide a space for young marrieds. We sometimes need it for our parents, or just as, you know, making things a little more affordable and comfortable for us to be able to afford our homes. And we have these huge homes in Utah. Mm-hmm. People from all across the country come and they say, your homes are so huge. And I think, you know, that's because of our focus and our focus on families. And we have a lot more kids. And today we're so lucky to have Jacinda. She's the owner of Ultimate Home Lending. It's a residential mortgage loan company. You said it's a wholesale company. Jacinda, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we get to do wholesale, which means you have lower rates and lower closing costs by working with a broker. I also have access to over 60 lenders. So each person can have a unique situation, and that may not fit the road for everybody, right? But I have a lot of niche lenders that will do things that other people won't. So a lot more opportunities to get you into a home that you may not be able to have done on a conventional type of
platform.
I'm
going to talk to you offline after this because I got a doozy for you. I want to see if you can make my situation work.
Lindsay's been wanting to invest in real estate for a little while, but she's just a little busy, you know?
Kind of busy.
Just a reporter at KSL is all, and all this election stuff. I don't know.
It's a really crazy time. I have two little kids, and like, I don't know if I have capacity to be a landlord. That's the problem. It's like, I can't fix your toilet. I'm not going to do that.
That's where a property manager comes in.
I know, but then I lose money. I mean, it's not losing money. It's investing
money.
Yeah, but you got to weigh all those costs, and it's just like, blah, I don't know if I have capacity for that.
And that's the thing is, like, I look at my time is my most valuable asset.
Yeah.
So your time is also more valuable than going to fix a toilet. So maybe you have to pay a property manager and you don't make as much money, but you're still making money.
Yeah.
So my time and what I also want to do with my time, is really important to me. Yeah, so that's where fair. The property manager is like, it's worth it. It's better to move forward and make some than to not move forward and not make any.
Yeah. It's so true. And for me, it's not even the rent coming in. It's the investment. It's the equity that you gain over 2 to 4 to 10 years. I mean, in the beginning, my husband and I, we purchased 33 homes. And my husband was a full-time landlord, and he did the fixing of all the toilets and collected all the rents and dealt with all of that. And it was a lot. And we sold all of those, and then we moved all of that money over to investing in senior living. And we did that for a few years. And now we do commercial real estate, which is shopping centers and all of that. But I even think, you know, if we would have just kept those 33 homes and then ended up getting loans to buy the assisted living and then loans to buy the commercial. We did a bunch of 1031s and things, but you know, everyone says, when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, 10 years ago, right?
Exactly.
Okay, but
if not 10 years ago, then when?
Right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So
don't be afraid of debt. Be creative. There are a lot of great deals on the market. You may save $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 in buying a home right now, even though you pay a little higher interest rate. And I know people are afraid of that, but once interest rates drop, those prices of houses
are going to go up.
So it's kind of sixes. And I think you can find a great deal in any market, which is why we have you, Jacinda.
And it's better to get the house now while it's still on sale. Because I know people are expecting it to drop, but it's not. Yeah. It won't. They're going to go up. They're going to appreciate. So definitely better to get the house now and then just refinance that rate to a lower one. Like I said, marry the house, date the rate.
I love that.
But when you want to, going back to those ADUs that you were talking about, everyone wants that ADU to help with the payment. But one of the things that we have a program for, which is so helpful, is we actually can help use the rental income coming from the ADU to help you qualify. Now, that hasn't always been the case. So usually you have to have it be purchased as a rental in order to use rental income. And now we have a program that allows us just for that ADU portion to be able to use a portion of those rents to help you qualify, which, you know, with the house prices the way they are and the interest rates the way they are, is so necessary. And anyone that can always use an ADU, just even to rent out, or even if you're older, to have maybe your mother come live with you, or have your kids come back and live with you because, you know, they're having a hard time finding a place to buy a home right now. So those are a hot item, but not only that, we can actually help get you, you know, maybe a higher purchase price to be able to get the homes that you need, because we can use that rent to offset your debt.
I love that. My sweet mom has a home, and it's a beautiful home, and it's huge, and she doesn't need that large of a home. So years ago, she and my dad remodeled the basement, put a kitchen in there, and they lease it out. And it's not even the money for my parents. It's that someone else is in the home to take care of my mom if she needed anything. They take out the garbage. They shovel the snow. So if you are, you know, above 55 or 60, it's really just great. And it's just fun play money for my mom, too. And she gives a great deal to these people. So this cute little married couple, it blesses their life. It blesses my mom's and dad's life. And, you know, all is well.
Yeah, I love it.
That's great. Okay, Jacinda, let's talk about any other programs or stories that you have of, you know, people buying homes here in Utah.
Well, I mean, the biggest problem with home buying is, you know, a lot of people first don't even want to take the first step. They don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And the best phone call to make is to us, because we can then put you on the path to knowing how much you can afford, what that payment's going to look like, what you need to save for a down payment, ways to get that down payment. We have, you know, one of the big things that Utah has done, which is pretty awesome, is they've noticed that it's really, they want to incentivize these builders to build homes at a lower purchase price. So they've come out with this $20,000 grant. It has to be for a new build, and the purchase price has to be $450,000 or lower. It's actually ran through Utah Housing, and we can do Utah Housing here at Ultimate Home Lending. So if you have a new build for $450,000, we can look at doing this grant for you. It's the $20,000 to help go for down payment and closing costs. That's the biggest problem for new people getting into the real estate market is the down payment. It's so hard to come up with a down payment when you don't already have a property. So this will allow them an opportunity to do that. So you can call us. We can talk to you more about it, see if it's a fit for you, and being able to qualify for that. But that's definitely something cool that Utah's done to try to help get people into homes.
I was going
to
say, we just passed that, right? This past session? Is that the one we passed?
Yeah, so it starts in July is
okay.
when it actually...
Okay,
so
yes.
It's we're still waiting for the... you know, the lenders actually don't have the ability to submit those loans yet
right.
because it doesn't start until July
right.
1st. But we can still get you prepped and we can get you... You know, make sure that that's something you could be looking for and still looking for a home so that you're not behind the eight ball, because once that grant money's out, it's out.
And that bill was championed by our Senate President, Stuart Adams, who did a lot with it during the session to get it passed. Obviously, he's got a little bit of clout in the legislature.
I love it. No, and I think, you know, I have two girls that are eligible bachelorettes. They're darling. Just a little shout out. One is 24, one is 23. I guess my 24-year-old is almost 25. But they need homes. My mm-hmm. oldest daughter owns a home, but she wants to buy more homes. And you do have to have a down payment. And you do have to be creative about getting that. But when you are renting at, you know, $1,000 or I think some of these rooms are renting for $700 just for a small bedroom and a bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're single, you don't make a ton of money. It is hard to save. So I think parents are helping kids, they're co-signing. There are some creative ways to help your kids if you're in a position to, you know, work with Jacinda in getting them loans.
Well, and also like, if you own a home and you're able to move, it's one of the ways to really build your real estate portfolio where you can get owner occupied loans. So if you've been in your home for a couple years and it's time to maybe move to a bigger home, you can go ahead and rent that home out and use those rents to offset the debt that goes in there, so you can actually qualify to buy the new house. If you're in a house, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a HELOC on there just for in case, right? So you can use that for many reasons. A HELOC works kind of like a credit card on your house, so you can charge up and you can pay it down. And it's kind of secured by your home.
But you can't take a HELOC and go invest it in another home. Is that right?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's a home equity line of credit. So you can buy cars. You can buy anything you want. You can use it for real estate as well.
Okay.
So
I stand corrected.
You just want to, if you're taking out the HELOC and you're planning on vacating the home, you just need to make sure that the lender that you're working with knows that you're planning on vacating that home so they can make sure it's set up appropriately. But that is where a lot of people will get their down payment for the next house, is pulling a HELOC. If you're going to be in your home for a couple of years, it's not a bad idea to have that HELOC pulled already, so that if you ever need it for a down payment in the future, you know, it may not be what you're doing it for then, but you can always pull on that equity to leverage the asset you have there to buy more real estate.
So. Does it change the rate in which you pay it back if you don't live in the house then?
So HELOCs are very niche-y. They're really done best by credit unions and banks because they can, there's like basically no closing costs, and you, whatever one bank is offering, you know, the interest rate, if it's a balloon or not, the terms, how your repayment will actually be completely different when you go to the next bank. So it's their own little niche. So it depends on what their rules are for that bank.
It's always great to have a rainy day fund. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Design Stores. We have Jacinda with Ultimate Home Lending and, of course, Lindsay Ertz from KSL. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is here. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. Her stores, again, are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, it's a Parade of Homes season, right? So you got some tickets for people.
We sure do. The Parade of Homes just started for Utah Valley. We have people flying in from all across the country to come and see these homes. There are 31 homes in the parade this year. It's a great show. Come and get inspired for all things interior design related, furnishings, paint, the appliances, I mean, the landscaping. There's so many beautiful things. I love Utah. There's so many contractors that step up. We have the best of the best. And you get to go walk through these homes, and it's just, you know, $20 if you buy your tickets at Osmond Designs or Central Bank. You get $3 off per ticket, plus you get a free bag and a lanyard at Osmond Designs. So definitely, if you're in the area, you know, if you're buying multiple tickets, it really adds up. So come in and save some money and check out, you know, our stores. We'd love to have you in Lehigh and in Orem. And all of these homes range from, I think the least expensive is $600,000, and then they go up to $7 million, is last I heard.
Yeah.
So there's a huge range of homes and price points and styles. And, you know, everyone can't have a parade home and have it all done at the same time. But there are always things that you can be inspired by and incorporate in your home so that you can improve and love your home even more. I think right now there is not a better investment than investing in your home, not only financially, but emotionally and mentally. When you love your home, it feels different and it's safe and it's comfortable and you can rest and have peace in your home in this crazy, chaotic world. So today we have Jacinda. She is the owner of Ultimate Home Mortgage on the show with us today. And Jacinda, you've been talking about all the fun things and creative ways to get into the home of your dreams. Tell us a little bit about your festival that is going on right this second.
Well, we wanted to do something for the community, and I can't even tell you how much work it was to put this together. I didn't know what I was biting off when I decided to do this, but it's been worth every minute of it because we have over 80 local businesses that have come, and it's going to help them be more successful. We wanted to provide something fun for you guys to do in the summertime, to take your family to, a way to have you guys shop local, and it's so cute. There's so many really great booths that are here. We have at the Ultimate Home Lending booth, if you want to come, we've got free snow cones, nachos, cotton candy, popcorn. We have balloon animals and caricature drawings, which I think is so fun. They've been turning out way awesome. But anyway, we just wanted to have something that allowed our community to see what was around them and the ability to shop local and for our local businesses to have the reach and to be able to expand their businesses even in a recessionary environment. So we wanted to give back to our community and to our clients and to all those that help us be successful, which is you know. So we appreciate all you guys do for us.
And I'm a huge cheerleader for shopping local. I own a local business. I know how hard I have worked over the past 20 years to make Osmond Designs what it is today. And it's all because of friends and neighbors and amazing clients that give us referrals. That's been our business success.
Absolutely. I mean, we work off referrals as well. I mean, if you come down there, we've got 60 loan officers that are here that are all experts. They've been in this business for many, many years, and we can help you with any questions you have with home buying or investments or whatever you have on the docket. Well, there's nothing we haven't already seen. So like I said, we were saying earlier, like a lot of times people are so afraid to take that first step because they feel like they're getting naked in front of someone and they don't love that, you know, feeling to feel so exposed. And yet we're a safe people to talk to. We've seen it all. And our job is to help you get where you want to go and to live where you love. You know, we want you to be able to find the home and live where you want to live and love it. You know, just like your design and your home, picking the right place and the right house is makes all the difference. But I also just another little plug for the Parade of Homes, because we went there and got so many great ideas, and I have this beautiful kitchen. I wanted to build my own home because I'm a cook. And so
amazing.
I build this beautiful kitchen, and I've got this butler pantry in the back that's, you know, all tucked away. I can have all my appliances out, and then I got a ginormous pantry that also connects and then has the little, what I call the Costco door to the garage.
Love
you know
it.
What I mean? To be able to just put the groceries mm-hmm. right in. It's made my life so great. But the Parade of Homes is definitely inspirational, especially if you're trying to build and design something that you're going to love. So I'm so excited that that's going on right now.
Thank you, Jacinda. We are so blessed to have you on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. I want to make sure that everyone can find you, Jacinda. How do they do that?
Well, you can Google Ultimate Home Lending. My name's Jacinda. That's a very unique name that also comes up. My phone number is 801-847-5810. You can also find us right here at Highland Park at the festival. It's in Daybreak. It's real easy to find any one of us at Ultimate Home Lending. All of us are excellent experts, and we stay on top of our craft. We definitely stay on top of all the new niches so that we can make sure we're helping you in the best way possible. So definitely you can Google us, Ultimate Home Lending. Call me at 801-847-5810.
Jacinda, thank you so much for giving all this great advice to all of our KSL friends. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Make sure you come in today. You know, see if there's a new sofa or a candle. It's spring. Maybe there's some spring pillows or, you know, so many fun things at our store. Pick up some parade tickets. If you mention that you heard about the KSL Real Estate Show today, the first two people that come into the Lehigh and the Orem stores will receive two free parade tickets. So it's a race. Don't crash your car getting there. But
be kind.
It's going to be great. It's going on now. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.